Get to David, who's in upstate New York. David, good morning. It's Dennis and Callahan.
How are you guys?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, man. I just wanted to tell you that I had a real wonderful experience. My son, Bo, went to BU for the last couple of years, and I had an opportunity during the telethon 2 years ago at Fenway to sing the national anthem there. And being a lifelong baseball fan and growing up in New York, it was, for me, it was one of the great thrills. I sang Yankee Stadium. I sang it at Wrigley Field. But I think your perspective about and
hang on one second. This is David Cassidy.
This is me.
David Cassidy.
That would be me.
This is Keith Partridge himself.
And I'm not going to sing "I Think I Love You" for you.
No,
that would probably be too much. But I love baseball. I have a passion for it. And people forget that if you're as old as I am, there was a different attitude about athletes, professional athletes, college athletes, back 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I think it's what's happened to the Red Sox this year, because I watch a lot of Red Sox games. As Red Sox fans watch a lot of Yankee games and are always paying attention to what the Yankees are doing, we're always paying attention to what the Red Sox are doing.
Right.
And it creates such a great rivalry. It creates such passion. No place like Boston or New York or Philadelphia or St. Louis is there that kind of passion. And when the team quits, and when you see the players that are so selfish, so narcissistic, so self-involved, it makes me really angry. And I love the fact, I wish in New York we had more people on the radio and on television and the media that would speak and call the people that are responsible, from ownership to getting rid of Euclid. I mean, getting rid of the guys that were the heart and soul of the team. And a lot of them, of course, retired, you know, and I get that. I thought what Boston showed, what the fans of Boston showed, were real class and passion when Nomar came back. I think he was on the A's at the time. And what you guys pointed out about Nomar flying across the country, people have no idea. He's doing Little League Baseball.
Right.
He's doing Bristol Baseball Tonight. He's all over the place. For him to make that kind of a commitment shows he's a different kind of athlete. He's a different guy. He's got more character. A lot of these guys today are just there for themselves. And I just wanted to call you guys. This is the second time I've ever called in my entire life. But I wanted to just congratulate for what you did and what all the people in New England did over the past couple of days for the Jimmy V Foundation. I got to sing during the whole couple of days a couple of years ago when my son was in Boston. And I just wanted to say I love what you're doing. I love your honesty, your directness, and I wish there were more of it.
Well, thank you, David Cassidy. We appreciate that very much. Are you going to find yourself in Boston anytime soon?
Yeah, my son is actually leaving Boston. He's leaving BU. He's going to Los Angeles. He's been writing and singing and recording. And he's amazing. I'm really proud of him.
Well, what do you do, Dave? When you wake up in the morning, what do you do? Other than listen to us, what does your day consist of?
Don't flatter yourself. Come on. Actually, I do listen to you guys now. I'm just not... because I'm on tour a lot, I'm up in Saratoga Springs, which I have had a house up here for many years. I live in South Florida, but in the summertime I come up here, and I've just recently played Mohegan, and I know it's one of your sponsors.
Yeah.
I played there many times. I played Newport, Rhode Island about 2 weeks ago. I played all over the East Coast and outdoor shows, and it's been a wonderful thing for me. I've been really blessed to have a long, long career.
Starting with The Fig Leaves Are Falling in 1969.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
No, you must be Googling. It has to happen, you know. Yeah, I've been blessed to be an actor, and I've written themes for television, for various television shows. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to write and produce, been on Broadway four times, and Been in Vegas. I did over 2,000 shows there.
You know what's stunning? You know what's stunning? And Dave won't be stunned by this, but you might be, Jerry. He is 62 years of age.
Wow.
62.
Keith Partridge is 62 years old.
Holy
yes,
God.
He is. he's been dead. The bus went over a cliff 10 years ago.
Now, David, you played in front of 56,000 people at the Astrodome one time, correct?
I did.
Stole out Madison Square.
73,000 at the Melbourne Cricket Grounds. And
Wembley Stadium.
Wembley Stadium, all of it. Yeah, I've been really, like, incredibly fortunate. And I have to tell you, though, when I sang at Fenway, my son was there with me, and we're huge baseball fans. As my grandfather, when I was 7 years old, took me to Yankee Stadium. And it would be like anybody who had their dad, their uncle, their grandfather take them to Fenway. And when the Red Sox were back in the mid-late 50s, they were just different kinds of players, different attitudes. I mean, we were in a much more innocent, and yet, for me, I idolized Mickey Mantle. I was like all the guys in New York. We idolized him. When you grew up as a kid in around Boston, it was Yastrzemski, it was Yaz, it was maybe even earlier, before my time, was Ted Williams. Mm-hmm. Those guys were incredible, and hearing your story about Jerry, when you were in the dugout and Williams was there,
yeah.
I heard stories from people who knew him. I got to talk to Mickey Mantle right before he passed away, and he said to me, "I can't believe you're calling me." I said, "Well, as many people have said to me, you were like my idol, and you were someone who gave me so much as a kid." I said, "You're the guy for me, and it meant so much to me." I wonder today. And let's leave Derek Jeter and Skip. Never mind what we want to call him. Let's leave Derek out of it. But I wonder on the Red Sox today, is there a guy we can look at and say, man, I want to grow up and be like him. I want to play ball like him. Is there a guy in the Red Sox?
Not right now.
No.
It was Dustin Pedroia.
But his star is fading.
It was, but it ain't no more.
Yeah. I guess
you know, there was a time I thought the same way about him. And we're talking about an MVP. What happened to that guy?
Yeah.
Where is that guy?
And I guess you could say David Ortiz, but his name showed up on a list as well, so that maybe takes some of the luster off of his star as well.
You know, maybe, I don't know. Now everybody's suspect. I mean, for Skip Bayless to go there with Derek Jeter, it's like, come on, man. Look, if they're all using, they're all using. I don't know. If you're going to tell me that four guys in Jamaica are the fastest guys and break the world record for sprinting, I'm going to tell you that something is not
Something's going on. Something's going on.
Something else is going on. And if there are, I mean, it's not a question of money. They can afford to do whatever they need to do because there's millions and millions and millions of dollars in, you know, for all of those athletes, for them to win with sponsorships and everything else, it's ridiculous.
Hey, back in those days, the Mickey Mantle days, that's when the manager was actually the boss and whatever he said the players had to do. It's the other way around now, David Cassidy.
Correct. Oh, it's totally different now.
Yeah. Hey, and, appreciate the phone call. Larry Lucchino's waiting.
I love your show, and I just want to commend you guys for doing such a great job during the Jimmy Vito.
Well, thanks, David. We're going to put you on hold. The producer wants to talk to you for just a second.
Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, give us a call if you get in town. All right, going to put David on hold. We're going to take a quick timeout. Larry Lucchino on the other side. From David Cassidy.
Larry Lucchino has sunk to new lows. He's been bumped by
David Cassidy.
Delayed by Keith Partridge.
We'll be right back.